Aaron, welcome back. Third week. How are we?
Oh, we're large and in charge here now, aren't we, mate?
But we're back in the original studio, so I ain't got the theme tune, which is a bit annoying.
I don't matter.
No, but I like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, who cares?
Right, I ain't going to deal with any pleasantries tonight, because I've got work to get to.
Yep.
And we've got a bit to talk about. So let's just dive straight in.
Yep.
We'll start with... We're going to have to ignore what the Johns will say, and we can be called fickle if needs be, but we're going to have to start with Arsenal, I think.
Absolutely.
There's two games, so I'll let you go first.
No, you can go first. Because you're pro-Arsenal.
I am pro-Arsenal.
So we'll go pro, but I've got a feeling that this is going to be a bit...
Yeah. Not really. I mean, I'll start with the first game, so obviously Wolves. I think people were getting way too negative and getting brought down by a couple of decisions that went against us.
Yep.
Now, I'm not one for blaming referees for losses. I'm really not, because I think to myself, if you've lost, regardless of a decision, there's still 85 minutes for you to change it. But the decisions that have been going against us recently are an absolute joke, mate.
Yeah.
And the Wolves game, that was the best 45 minutes we've seen under Mikel Arteta.
Yeah, I think so.
The way we was playing, the way Partey was playing, the run Saka was making, it was the best 45 minutes we have seen. And granted, we should have killed that game off.
A lot of fluidity.
Everything was there. So that was unlucky. But the decisions, mate, the decisions are an absolute joke. And then on to the next one, Villa. Same again.
Mm.
Decisions change. I know, obviously, we made a mistake in the first minute. Cedric, first time this season. But again, the decision.
Do you think that was a bit like nerves? Like Cedric, I mean, they played together.
Do you know what? I don't even think it was nerves, mate. Do you know what I think it was? I think it was just not nerves.
No, I'm not talking about Cedric. I'm talking about like Gabriel. Like Gabriel's obviously made the interception and whatnot. Anticipate that Cedric's going to play, because we're allegedly a ball playing team.
Yeah.
So anticipate that he's going to play the ball back to you, because Cedric likes to play.
Yeah.
Can pass. Gabriel should have been sort of on his toes a little bit to receive the ball and even just clip it down the line or do something. Do you know what I mean? And that's what I'm talking about, nerves.
Yeah, I agree. I think he was a bit nervous, and I also think on the other sense of that, Cedric may have been a little bit overconfident because of the way we've been playing lately.
Yeah.
You're a minute into the game and you already want to start...
They're not going to press us. They're going to back off. Yeah,
you
yeah.
already want to start playing out from the back when you're away from home against anybody in the Premiership. Like for the first 5-10 minutes, you need to just keep it strong. Nothing. Don't invite any pressure, regardless of who you're playing in the league, especially away from home, because the league's so strong.
Villa want to make a point against Arsenal anyway.
Yeah, of course they do. They seem to like playing against us. Grealish turns up every time.
Your boy.
Yeah, Barkley and McGinn. They just knock the ball about well. And I think the first 30 seconds in, you're trying to play it out from the back. Maybe a bit of overconfidence. Gabriel probably not on his toes as much as he should be.
Mm. But first game sort of really backing it. Do you know what I mean?
It is what it is, man. I mean, I've seen a lot of negativity around Arsenal fans, like probably you as well. You're one of them.
Do you know what? With the two games, I think more so for me personally, in my opinion, it was just more frustrating. Because even against Villa, we're creating chances, but just in the last third, it's just naivety. I expect a little bit more. It's just annoying, especially going 1-0 down inside 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then... I mean, we had all that ball possession, but still in the first half, they still had more shots than us.
Yeah, I know. It is frustrating, isn't it?
People go on about, oh, yeah, Man City have all their possession. Look here, but don't compare us to fucking Manchester City.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all right for them to have all the possession. Yeah, but 9 times out of 10, they win the game.
No, it's true.
But with Arsenal, I just, like I said, it's more frustrating. Like the decision with David Luiz getting sent off, I think he's got sent off because of who he is.
As opposed to the actual...
To the actual
accusation in question, yeah.
Yeah, and people are going to say, oh, you're going to say it because you're an Arsenal fan. But look at it, really. He has hardly touched him.
Mm.
The fella, in my opinion, the striker, he's anticipating a bit of contact.
Mm.
He's felt a little bit, and he's probably thinking, right, well, 8 yards out, I'm just going to go down. I don't know. It's just annoying. It's really it pisses me off, because you look at our next... set of games.
There are, don't they?
Mate, those two games that have just gone, really, when you look at the game that before that, them included, you'd have think, 3 points there, they'll be fine, and then the next ones will be like maybe a draw, Leeds, or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's, now with, well, I don't know, I'll say we're fucked, but then it's like Arsenal will go and beat Man City.
We'll probably go and beat them. The thing about David Luiz one is, I think it's a penalty, yeah? It's a penalty. It's 100% yep. a penalty. If it happens to us, I'm screaming.
You want a penalty, don't you? Penalty. Of course.
So I do think that was a penalty, but it's the whole...
It's the sending off.
There's no need to send him off, mate. There's got to be a little bit of common sense applied there. That he hasn't touched him. The geezer's just changed his running path, which he's more than entitled to do as a striker, clearing through on goal, and he's kicked him. So that's a penalty, but there's no need to send him off. You're just ruining the game.
But all you've got now, I mean, I thought it was... the rules have changed. You get a penalty.
You're not allowed to be sent off.
You're not allowed to be sent off. But then some people are telling me, no, if it's serious foul play and you stopped a goal scoring opportunity. And I'm like, well, it was a goal scoring opportunity. But as you say, you don't need to send him off. No. Or we're not asking for preferential treatment, but.
But you don't need to send anyone off. Even if it happened against us, I wouldn't be screaming for it to be sent off.
No, you want the penalty.
I want the penalty, and you want the game to be played. Be fair. Everyone wants to watch and enjoy the game.
I think a lot of people nowadays, especially, I mean, we're going to get onto this, but with VAR, but I think a lot of people now, with the rules, the way they chop and change it, even through fucking mid-season, it's like nobody knows what they're talking about.
Yeah,
like if you go to a player or an ex-pro, what's an handball? No one will be able to give you an honest answer.
Mm.
Like put you into a scenario. Is that handball? I don't know. Mm. But then you've got some other pillock trying to tell you, oh, yeah, no, that is handball. Well, who's saying that?
But I think no one knows the rules anymore. And people keep saying that, I don't want to come away from Arsenal just yet, but people keep saying that VAR's the problem. It's not VAR, because VAR's a bloody computer. It's not the computer.
It's the people watching it.
It's the dickheads watching it and who's interpreting it and making up these rules, i.e. the... Are you all right, mate?
Yeah. Do you want a bit?
What?
Carrots and hummus.
No, I'm right, thanks, mate. Oh, mate, that sounds lovely, doesn't it?
Outrageous.
Fucking hell.
I won't do that anymore.
I can't believe he's pulled out carrots and hummus at a podcast. But with Arsenal, I think there's a lot of negativity around them again. And I think for me, this season was always a season of transition for me. It was always going to be... It was never going to be perfect, but... I in my head I'm thinking, right, he needs at least a full season to get to where he wants to be.
Get out the deadwood and all that.
He then went and won the FA Cup, which was obviously the greatest thing ever. We love it, but it probably wasn't
overachieved.
It set him up with expectations that went through the roof. All of a sudden everyone was happy with get him in, we'll take eighth, we'll take seventh, as long as we're building, as long as we're bringing the right players in. All of a sudden you win a trophy and it's like, no, we want fourth now. And you've got to get it. And because we ain't in this, shit's hit the fan and the football, and we're not in the right position where we should be, people are jumping on the bandwagon. And it's like, it's just negative again. And you know me, I can't stand negativity when it's not needed.
No, I do agree with you. Like I said, from my own personal perspective, my own opinion is that it's just frustrating because you believe in the team so much and you think there is a lot of quality there. And then when it don't click or it don't happen, it's like we'll have good games and we look the bollocks and it's like, fucking hell, why can't we do that each week?
Yeah, I've got a question for you then. Is it possible for Arsenal to finish in a worse position than last season, but still end up to closer to where we want to be as a team by the end of the season?
I don't really know, mate. As you said, like if we're going to finish around about where we finished last season. The way it's going now, you probably take that. All right, we ain't got an open elbows winning anything. But I'd say so because, like, as you say, the deadwood has gone. It's more or less like farmed out on loan and whatnot. And come the summer, they will be gone. And then Arteta can then bring in more of his own players. And then buying into the philosophy of how he wants to play. This is how I want to do it. The one thing that I don't necessarily agree with is what he's done is making, sorry mate, but Hector Bellerin captain. Like, it's just that this is, again, my opinion, the mingy modern day mindset of a fucking football player. Like, I can't remember the other day, who was on the floor? There was a Villa player on the floor. I think it was Grealish.
Don't talk about my boy Grealish like that.
Yeah, like Bellerin, the camera angle, you could see that Bellerin was going up to him and about to say, are you all right? It's the 89th fucking minute, you prick. Stop worrying about if he's all right. Just fucking go over there and say, get up, you little mug.
So who would you have as captain? Who would your captain be of Arsenal?
Oh, Kieran Tierney, without a fucking shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, Kieran Tierney. Kieran Tierney.
See you, Jimmy.
Contender, ready. Gladiator, ready.
Three, two, one.
What a programme. Wolverine, what a man.
We sounded like we was from Norwich.
Yeah, I know. What a man. Yeah, go on. So you'd have Tierney.
Fucking every day of the week, but he's not, he's too injury prone, isn't he? Yeah, he can't, like, he's like fucking, like wet tissue paper. Rob Holding loves it, loves a battle. I think Rob Holding's done well. I know you like him as well. Don't agree with all this fucking, a captain should be a striker.
No, neither do I. Captain should be centre back or goalkeeper for me.
Because you can see everything.
Yeah.
But centre half, lead by example, in my opinion, also in yours. But yeah, Bellerin, I just...
Who's the greatest captain of all time?
What, Arsenal?
No, not for Arsenal, for anyone. If you could pick someone from any club, not Arsenal, not ex-Arsenal, but if you could pick anyone from any club to come in and be captain of Arsenal, who would it be?
Paolo Maldini.
Going with him?
Good That's chat. Just off the cuff, that.
I would have gone with Carlos Puyol.
Puyol, oh, fucking hell, yeah. What an animal.
Yeah, what a man.
Yeah, Maldini, yeah, well...
Either one, you wouldn't complain, would you?
Nah.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt your train of thought. It just popped into my head. I thought, oh, God.
Yeah, no, I can't stand this mollycoddling fucking modern-day mindset of football players. Like, oh, you're right. Yeah. High-five in the fucking, like, in the tunnel. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're good. Like, fuck off with it all. It fucking winds me up. But don't talk to people.
No, after the game, if you want to say hello to
your pal. Don't bruv them off. Yeah, sweet pal. Yeah, what are you saying? Oh, yeah, like, yeah, no, have a good game. Fuck off.
Yeah.
I hope you get injured, you piece of shit. That's what you want. But now Bellerin, yeah, fucking shorts rolled up underneath his tits, telling everyone that he's fucking vegan friendly. I'm going on the catwalk. Hector, mate, honestly, you ain't going to fucking watch this. You ain't really going to give two flying fucks because you're probably on 155 grand a week and you're thinking you're just a fucking fathead mug. But have a bit of arsehole about you. Stop trying to be everyone's fucking pal. It's winding me up.
He says as he opens his carrot, hummus, watermelon and melon fingers.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's rubbing off on me. Do you know what I mean? Fuck ya.
You should see how high his tracksuit bottoms are and all.
No, they ain't actually. Whatever. Super medium. Schmedium.
It's a bit of a crap one at the minute with Arsenal. But I still think... Look, I think, although we've only played 20 games now...
Yep.
There's nothing stopping, not stopping, that's the wrong word, but there's nothing wrong with starting for next, to build for next season already. Right. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what we need to be doing in our heads already. We need to be building for next season.
If we want to be considered a club as doing things the right way,
yeah,
and like have other people looking at us thinking, oh, look, Arsenal ain't like Chelsea and like this, like getting loads of different managers in like Spurs have done and whatnot, give Arteta a chance. Mm. There are some fans out there that will not let go of fucking Arsenal Wenger's nutsack.
Yeah.
Practice what you preach, Dick. Like, and all this fucking doobry what's-its. But with Arteta, if you think that we are a well-run club and we have good morals and good principles, then you've got to give Arteta a chance. But I still don't think it will be Arteta that will lead us into the echelons of winning the Premier League again. I don't think so. I want it to be. I'd love it to be because I think Arteta's great. He loves the football club, knows what it means to play for Arsenal. But my gut feeling is that I don't think he will.
I think he's got it in him, but we'll have to wait and see.
I hope I'm fucking wrong.
So let's go on to, obviously the VAR decisions went against us this weekend, but let's get into VAR as a whole. Because I know you don't like it, and you already got the ump, you're already pissed off.
Yeah.
So just crack on, let us know how you feel.
It has taken the love of football away from the normal everyday fan, because a goal goes in, and you think your first thing you think about isn't like hugging the geezer next to you, obviously pre-COVID and whatnot.
Mm.
But like a goal goes in, and you want to fucking strangle the old lady that's three seats away from you, and like just give her a kiss, and I don't know, like. Fucking Haribo out your pocket. Or she's carrying the Werther's original, isn't she? But like, VAR, you're now sitting there like, oh, is it a goal? Now you've got to wait a couple of minutes.
Mm.
Like, this is a multi-billion pound fucking organisation. football.
Yeah.
Right? Even like the Premier fucking League. And we cannot get it right. They get it right. It's not hard in rugby. It's not hard in fucking tennis with like the Hawkeye.
Mm.
Cricket. Every other fucking sport
can do it.
Gets it bang on. But we get these wankers out in Stockley Park. Like referees as well.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure. Mike, go over to the screen, please, and just see what you think. Fucking waddling over like a fucking penguin. I'm not too sure, John. What do you think? I don't know. We'll leave it up to you. What's the fucking point? Just, I would rather the referees get it wrong.
Yeah.
So it gives us something to talk about. Down the pub, moaning about it. Oh, if that didn't go like the old fucking, what was that? Sorry, Spurs, but remember when Mendes scored
the one against Old Trafford?
Roy Carroll, Man United, about 4 yards in.
Yep.
But it takes the excitement away from football.
All
we're talking about, it's gone on for, how many seasons now? Since it's come in.
Yeah.
We're going over the same fucking boring shit time and time and time again. And now everyone's going, oh, but it's not the VAR. Because what you said, because it's a computer, which is not. It's the fucking pillocks that are running it. But even then, it's making the referees make lackadaisical decisions. Like linesmen, they will be obsolete. They won't be on their 80.
There's no point in the math being there.
No, they won't be on their 80 grand a fucking year.
Yeah.
Or whatever they're fucking on. But it's like, you're thinking, well, put your flag up, put your flag up. But then something is clearly being said in their ear.
To leave it.
To either leave it or no, or they'll be like, oh, we'll quickly see that from a different angle on the replay. Yeah, John, flag up. And then it's like that.
But someone's going to end up getting injured.
Of course, but they don't give a fuck. They don't care. These people do not give two flying fucks. The VAR, VAR, whatever you want to call it, shouldn't be this difficult for the Premier fucking league.
There was a clip going around online. Did you see how they do it in Australia?
No.
So they've got VAR in Australia.
I was at they were talking over it and you could...
They hear it. It's like rugby. So he quickly bangs onto the thing.
The blonde fella, the ref, number 10?
He goes, hello, mate, look, I think that might be serious foul play. Go and have a look at the screen. The ref comes back on, he says, I'm going to go and have a look. Everyone stay away. Runs over there, sees one clip, he's on the thing. He goes, yeah, that's good enough for me. Should I send him off? Geezer goes, yeah, off you pop, you're back on screen.
Yeah.
Wallop, pulls it out, books him. Yeah, second yellow, he's off you pop.
But it's also with the referees, this is a reason why, VAR isn't a reason why, but the standard of refereeing now, we didn't have a referee represent England at the fucking World Cup.
Yeah, that sums it up what we like as referees.
Like,
shit.
What's going on?
It's crap, mate.
Like, the last decent ref, from what I know, was Clattenburg.
Yeah, Clattenburg.
And he was like, I'm fucking off to Dubai.
Yeah, I miss
Dubai. Or wherever he's gone, the UAE.
I miss big Uriah Rennie as well. He was a good ref.
Uriah Rennie, yeah.
He was a proper ref, mate. He was hard.
Him and Pierluigi Collina.
Yeah. You wouldn't want it with either of them, would you?
Nah.
We've had some shit refs over here, though.
Paul Durkin?
Yeah, O'Reilly. If I ever see O'Reilly...
No, Mike Riley, you pillock.
Yeah, Mike Riley.
Yeah.
If I ever see him...
But he's in charge of the refs.
Mate, I'm giving him a stone cold stunner.
Yeah.
If I ever see him, I'll
smash
stunner
glass.
Him. Yeah.
Not on him, but on the floor.
No, I'll stunner him and pin him and make someone can't.
Yeah. Get Rooney to do the people's elbow.
Yeah. Poor geezer will have a broken sternum, mate.
But that's it. But what hope you got when the geezer that shafted us on our 50-game unbeaten run at Old Trafford, he's in charge of the fucking referees in this country.
But he even said the other day, he said on Sky Sports News that it wasn't even a foul on Saka. That Saka fouled him. How do you work that one out, mate?
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck it. See what I mean? It does my fucking head in. VAR, refs and fucking Bellerin as Arsenal captain.
But then Souček got sent off for that, right? So why the fuck did Mane get away with it against Tierney when he nearly took his head off?
Yeah. But that's the thing, he's led with his arm. But it's at Anfield.
It's shit, though.
And it's Liverpool.
Mm.
Champions of England.
Not anymore, mate, are they? They're in a bit of trouble, mate. Did you watch it?
Phil Foden's all right, isn't he?
What were you telling me 2 weeks ago? What did you say? Oh, yeah, but James Maddison's a little bit better than Phil Foden. James Maddison is better.
I said
Foden
that they
looks
were
good in Man City, but James Maddison carries less. Oh, bollocks, mate. Phil Foden is the nuts.
Yeah, I'm happy to be possibly wrong on that.
Yeah, no, possibly you are wrong, mate. Foden's above Saka. Foden is on another planet, mate.
I can't believe you put Saka in the same fucking sentence as Foden. That's embarrassing.
Well, they're like top two youngsters, aren't they? Foden and Saka.
Well, says about the youngsters in this country then, doesn't it?
Why, what? What? Who's above Saka?
Who's above Saka?
Yeah.
Grealish.
No, he's not a youngster though, is he?
Grealish is 20-odd years of age.
No. I'm talking about actual youngsters, mate.
Well, like 19.
If Foden, Saka, Greenwood. That's it.
Greenwood above Saka.
No. No, you're just being stupid. There's nothing to back that up. What, he's got a...
So I'll tell you what. So Saka is considered like a forward, would you say? A wing forward, left wing forward, right wing forward, whatever you want to call it. Same as Greenwood.
Yeah.
You've got one of those.
Yeah.
One-on-one with a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Who you putting there? Don't you dare say Saka, you're full of shit. Who you putting there?
Yeah.
To put you 1-0 up.
I'll probably put Greenwood in for that situation. Yeah. That's not what only Saka brings to the game, though, is it, mate?
No, I understand that, but that's where I've said it before a couple of weeks ago. Saka's final ball, a lot of the time, lets him down.
I don't want to argue on a podcast now, mate.
All right.
Don't want to fall out on a podcast. Kiss a carrot.
Carrot.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. I do. If you're one on one with a keeper, you're going to take Greenwood because Greenwood finishing is unbelievable. I don't actually know what footed. Greenwood is, and I don't think he does neither.
I think he's majority left,
but I mean, do you know what I mean? He can handle it with both feet. Like, what's his name?
Greenwood or Rashford?
Rashford.
Well, it's not that simple, is it?
Rashford over Greenwood.
Okay, all right, whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
Whatever. Rashford's been around now for five years. No one talks of him as the one of the top five strikers in the Premier League. I don't. Well, he should be by now, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I think he probably is.
Okay. Yeah, but you also think Shaka's good. Yeah, like granite.
Yeah, he is.
That's fucking weird, mate. I mean, I don't know if we're gonna see episode 4.
Why, what's wrong with Granit Xhaka now?
A lot.
No, mate, let's not. No. You know his quality, mate. He's like the Tom Brady of Arsenal, mate.
No, he's like the Swiss.
Spraying his passes.
Don't you ever put him in Tom Brady's bracket, you piece of shit. He's the Swiss Stefan Schwartz.
No, mate.
He's not even Stefan Schwartz.
No, Granit Xhaka's right up there. Anyway, talk to me about Man City. Talk to me about Liverpool.
Oh, mate. I'm not a huge Liverpool fan. You know, you obviously get neutral fans of football clubs and whatnot.
Mm.
Always been a fan of, I wouldn't even say City, Pep.
Yeah.
Like his way of playing. It's nice to see Liverpool brought down a peg or two and seeing how much they rely on. Like, if their front three ain't firing, there's no one else in that squad that can do it for them. Don't give a toss about Jota, Origi, not interested. Shaqiri, Giza was at Stoke.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He was at Stoke.
And he got a weird figure and all. He looks like one of them. You know when you was a kid and you used to buy the beer with the little bodies?
He's like Augustus Gloop, isn't he?
Yeah, but he just looks the opposite. He's got a really little head and he looks like someone's just pumped him up.
Like, you know, like Men in Black? You know when like the alien takes over the human body?
That's what he looks like.
That's what he looks like.
He's got such a weird little figure.
But yeah, Man City, I just think it's taken Pep like a season and a smidge to sort of get it back on track. But it's running... fluidity is there again, I think, and everyone knows their job. As I say, you buy into the philosophy of what the manager wants. Yeah. Liverpool will be there or thereabouts again.
Yeah.
Won't win the league. Still think City will, but Liverpool will be second.
I reckon he might jump ship.
Who, Klopp?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't.
Don't you?
I think he loves it there.
I reckon he might jump ship, mate.
To who?
I reckon Bayern might come calling. And when you're German, you don't turn them down.
No, it's true.
Don't matter where you are, what you're doing, but when Bayern Munich ring, you go.
Who's the top five clubs world football now? Say world fucking European football now that you never turn down. So if they've come in for you, you're playing for Arsenal.
Yeah,
Arsenal ain't in the top five. You play for Arsenal. You're doing well. Top. Left back.
Just for my personal opinion, yeah.
Your personal opinion, yeah. For you,
I would never turn down Barcelona.
Yep, agreed.
I would never turn down Bayern Munich.
Agreed.
I would never turn down AC Milan.
Agreed.
I think they're massive.
Yep. Who was your first AC Milan hero? I say hero. Who was you?
I'm going to be a right dickhead here. Because I said the wrong Milan.
You meant Inter. Fucking piece of shit.
Sorry,
I mean, you are the most pro football knowledgeable person I know, and you've gone there.
I know.
But they share the same stadium.
Yeah, I know. But Inter, and then I could go through Dejan Stankovic, Alvaro Recoba, Cambiasso, Adriano, Christian Vieri,
Ronaldo.
All of them, mate. Yeah, but he was too young. Like, I'm talking about when I was proper involved.
Yeah, yeah,
it was them, and it was probably Recoba, mate.
That left peg, especially on the football game as well. Pro Evo,
mate. When you used to have, you had
him and Adriano.
You had Adriano, you had Vieri, Cambiasso, Javier Zanetti, mate. Mm. Big Ivan Cordoba,
yeah.
Mate. That was my team. Them. I would never.
And Obafemi Martins.
Yep, I was
just pacing your face.
Would
mate.
Never say no to them.
Mm.
But Recoba was a genius, mate.
So you've got Bayern, Barca,
yep.
Inter,
yep.
Who's your other two?
I probably wouldn't turn down PSG at the minute. Yeah, I'd probably go with them.
Okay, well they're not
on yours, but no. Yeah, I'd go with them. And my last one. Oh, I don't know my last one. Go on, go yours, and then come back to me on my last one.
Mine would be Barcelona.
Yep.
Bayern Munich.
Yep.
Inter Milan.
Yep.
AC Milan.
Yep.
Real Madrid.
See, I don't really like Real Madrid, so I'm not going to put Real Madrid in.
Really?
I'm not going to put.
I'm just going to say, from a footballer's perspective, they're teams that I'd say you wouldn't turn down. I haven't picked English teams. The English teams, if I was to pick, you can't move away from Liverpool and Man United.
Mm. You're looking at Man City, aren't you? As well. You're looking at Man City.
Nowadays.
Yeah, Man City, Man United.
So would you even go Man City now ahead of Man United?
Yeah, I would. But I also think that I've always said for a while now that if Man United get their manager right, the rest of the league's in trouble, mate. Because Man United's still the biggest club in the world.
Keiko Baco as well.
They could just when they get their manager right and it works, then the rest of the league are in trouble, mate. Because no player turns down Man United. They just don't. But as for my last one, I'm going to go, and this is just because it's personal, and I would probably go with Juventus.
Mm. That's a good shout. Yeah. The old lady.
Yeah, I would probably go Juventus. Can't go to Milan because I really want to go Inter, so I don't want to cause all that trouble. Yeah, probably Juve, mate. And then the next one on my list, where I would retire, would be Deportivo.
La Coruña. Yes, do you remember Jalminha?
Mate, do you remember Diego Tristan and Roy Mackay
up
top?
Mackay, yeah.
Big problems. Tristan,
especially for us in the Champions League and all.
Mate, Diego Tristan was the man. I loved that geezer. Mm. And then he went West Ham and he ruined it. But yeah, you know who else was a problem in the Champions League for us? Fucking
John Carew.
What a dickhead, mate.
Yeah, I remember that. Because Ray Parlour scored that worldie at Ivory.
Yeah, that's it.
And then we went away and we lost. We won 2-1 and then we lost 1-0 away.
Lost on away goals, didn't he?
Yeah. Seaman.
Oh, my.
I mean, he's getting lobbed from 9 when he was fucking 28 and all.
Sampdoria could go on that list and all. They're a massive club, weren't they, Sampdoria?
Attilio Lombardo.
Yeah, mate.
Mancini.
They're a proper side, Sampdoria.
Parma.
Yeah, mate. Oh, yeah.
Asprilla, Brolin.
Mate, what a shirt Palmer have as well.
Zola. Yeah, lovely.
Great
Lazio.
Shirt. Yeah, all of them, mate.
Isn't it, man?
We ain't even said Roma yet, mate.
I was getting there.
But Juventus, though. Del Piero, Trezeguet.
So.
Camoranesi. Oh.
Del Piero.
Yeah.
Or Francesco Totti.
Del Piero.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Del Piero.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hated Totti. He elbowed Keown, I remember, at Ivory.
I didn't hate Totti.
Please, no, I hated him.
I didn't hate him, but I definitely Del Piero over Totti.
Yeah.
Love Del Piero. What a player. What a player.
Beautiful, wasn't he?
Yeah. Talking of players.
Go on.
Do you think, and I hate saying it because I do hate them, but have you ever seen one man come into a club and change it the way Bruno Fernandes has changed Man United?
Off the top of my head, probably no. He's given them a bit of better shape.
Yeah.
Can do quite a lot. Very good on the ball. Grafts as well. Puts a shift in. And I think that he's the perfect foil, you could say, for Pogba.
Mm.
like Pogba still not reaching those, in my opinion, those high echelons of like what he does for France.
Ooh, say that word again.
High echelons.
Who do you think you are, mate?
Got no idea.
Echelons.
Carrots and hummus, mate. Oh, makes you think better. So Bellerin is onto something.
Yeah,
so it frees up Pogba to go and do what he needs to go and do. But Fernandes comes up with assists, goals when need be. Yeah, he's probably the reason why that old Van der Beek weren't playing straight away.
It's a strange one, though, that Van der Beek one, because they don't even seem to want to put him in.
But he looks really all right, no player wants to be on the bench. I get that. Yeah. But he looks completely uninterested, don't want to have a little chat with anyone on the sideline.
Mm.
Probably he don't look like he warms up with any sort of enthusiasm. Mm. But like you say, why have they bought him?
I don't know why they bought him. They would have been better off buying another centre-half.
Mm.
Like, I don't know why they've bought him, because he continuously puts on... goes with McTominay and Fred.
Yeah.
And what I don't understand is he pushes... To play McTominay and Fred, he will move Pogba out to the left.
Mm.
But he won't do it to accommodate Donny van der Beek.
Mm.
So if Pogba can play on the left, then why would you not have Pogba on the left, van der Beek, Bruno and McTominay behind? Because it doesn't matter who you are. That's going to be a problem going forward.
But then yet again, we're seeing that as fans, but then Solskjaer sees it on an everyday basis in training. No, maybe he's not pulling his weight in training. Like people could go on about, obviously, Ozil at the time. Reason not being in the squad, we don't know. But then Arteta could be like, well, he's not pulling his weight. He's not grafting, so I'm not playing him. Mm. But Van der Beek, I'd have him. If you don't want him, I'll have him on loan. We like a bit of a Man United reject.
I don't want a reject from any club ever again after the way things have been going for us.
Bad, isn't it?
Yeah, never.
Who did we get? Got Gallas.
Yep.
He started it off.
Yep, check.
Ben Ayoun.
Oh, I forgot Ben Ayoun.
Yep, Ben Ayoun.
But no, Ben Ayoun didn't do that bad when he come, actually.
Yeah, it was all right. He was the best. He was like the best of a shit bunch. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he came with Pear, Arteta.
Yeah, he did.
Big Santos.
Yeah. Oh.
Andre Santos. Scored at Stamford Bridge, though, in the old 5-3.
Mate.
Van Persie hat-trick.
Bad signing that was. Andre Santos. Everyone got sold a dream. Big Brazilian left-back coming in.
We were buzzing, weren't we? We thought, oh, look, it's a swollen Savinho. It's coming back.
Oh, mate, yeah, no, I'm never taking a reject of somebody else again.
Who's your player of the season so far?
For who? Just in the league?
No, in the league.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, right? And I'm going to find you the tweet, yeah? Because I said it 3 years ago, and I'm going to scroll through my Twitter and find it.
Give me the club.
Man City. And I'm going to find the tweet, and I'm going to show you next week.
Go on.
I said that Ilkay Gundogan will be the best player in the Premier League at some point.
He's showing it now, isn't he?
That geezer is shit up, mate. When he was at Dortmund, he used to run their midfield. Mm. He's come over here, took him a while, injuries and all that, but now you're seeing the best of him. He is a man that can control the pace of that midfield so easily and effortless.
A bit like what David Silva, I mean, they were missing that. People were saying Bernardo Silva is the replacement of David Silva, but it's Gundogan.
And now he's added goals to his game this season as well.
Yep.
Like, he's never been a prolific goal scorer. This year he's added them.
Popping in, isn't he?
Yeah, mate, unbelievable. And I'm going to find that tweet and show you next week just so all the millions of fans can see that I'm not actually lying. But Ilkay Gundogan, definitely. Yours?
I'd say him. I'd like to try and pick a... Not the obvious, because it's like manager of the season is always the geezer that wins the league.
Title, yeah, yeah.
And like... I don't know. Grealish has done pucker. I mean, watching him on the weekend against us, it's like you want someone to go in and larrup him and give him a good wallop.
Mm.
But the way he knocks the ball about, he controls the game, the flow of the game. You just talk about Gundogan. I don't know if people pay him too much respect because he's a very quality player. Mm. So I would say him. Mm. I know we were saying last week about, or the week before, about do we think Grealish will be a one club man, and that I think he will.
Mm.
Like, not because of him, but I think because of Villa will cash in on him.
Yeah,
because they'll have to.
Yeah, so I would probably go Gundogan, Grealish, and There ain't really been any other standout player for me. No, there hasn't, is there? No. If I'm clutching at straws...
No one stood out and gone... You know, when De Bruyne a couple of seasons ago...
No one's done that. No one's done that.
When he scored 40-odd goals.
No one. But if I'm clutching at straws just for the way he's added so much more to his game and the step up that he's made, maybe Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
That's a fair shout.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And that's just me trying to scrape the barrel and think of someone else, but not just for their performance.
Think outside the box.
Yeah, just for what he's done, because no one thought he was going to end up being this sort of player. And even now I'm looking, thinking, oh yeah, I'd love him.
What about Heung-Min Son?
I said you was in the group when I said it, that Heung-Min Son is going to end up being unbelievable in this league, and he proves it. He's just, the geezer's just quality, mate.
Yeah.
And did you watch the Amazon documentary of that mob?
I'm actually halfway through it now.
I watched it all, and the thing is, you just can't help but like the geezer. You can't.
Nah, he's just such a nice chap.
Yeah, he is. He's just a proper nice bloke.
Do you know what? I mean, obviously, it was his upbringing and where he was like lived as a youngster, but I changed my opinion.
Yeah.
But my hate for him is no longer hate. It's just that
you play for Spurs. Yeah.
Yeah, you play for Tottenham.
Yeah.
He's Eric Dier. He's Portuguese with Jose Mourinho, just having a casual chat. And I think, you know what? It's your upbringing or whatever. It's what your parents have put you through and whatnot. But like, I think that's I'll take my hat off. I'd love to speak another language.
It was a good little documentary, that, though, wasn't it?
I think it's all right. Yeah, like, I think I'm on episode 5. I mean, I don't know how many.
Have you seen the Danny Rose bit yet?
Yeah, he's just so... He's really pissed, isn't he? Like, even when Mourinho come in and he was having his chat, you could just see, like, Rosie wanted to... I don't know, he just wanted to pipe up about something.
Yeah.
But he people were saying that they painted it that he had a attitude about it. He's a fucking professional football player. He wants to play.
I thought he said what he said was quite fair.
Yeah,
I
he wasn't it, rude.
No. Just a conversation between two men.
Yeah.
If two men are going to disagree, it's not going to come across as polite, is it?
Yeah.
Like, you're always going to come across as... Someone could always come across as having a bit of an attitude, and it's open to interpretation.
Exactly that.
Yeah, but no, that's a good little doc. I'd like to see one of Arsenal, though, would you? Did you watch the Man City one as well?
The Arsenal one would get on my nerves.
Probably, you'll end up with the ump, won't you?
Yeah.
Did you watch the Man City one?
No, but that will be next.
You don't like cricket, do you?
I like it. I'm not like you are, but I do like it.
There's one.
We're doing right against India.
Yeah, we're doing... probably batted a bit. Yeah. No, they're doing very well, but he batted too long today.
Yeah.
He batted too long. He should have just... I would have been forced to follow him. I would have said, get straight back in there. I know you don't really...
The momentum, innit?
Yeah, you don't really want to bat on a fifth-day wicket. I get that, but then you don't want to run out of time. Yeah, but yeah. There's a documentary on Amazon called The Test, and it's about Australia.
Oh, wow, okay.
And it's got all the Warner bit and Steve Smith bit in. Get involved, mate.
Oh, we'll do.
Get involved. They need to make one on golf, mate, because golf's proper sport, mate. I'm surprised you don't play golf, actually.
Bit of a lump. Like Ernie Els, lump.
Yeah, but like, you got all your footballer pals, and they all play golf, so I'm surprised you ain't been brought out on a society day.
Friends, it was COVID, though, innit?
Yeah, but like, before that, you could have had a society day with the lads.
Too busy in the cab, mate.
On the 19th hole, swigging it down. You never played?
When I was about 14.
Don't like it?
Didn't at the time, no. I just preferred football.
Yeah.
That's it. It was just football and FIFA. Pro Evo, that was
it. Yeah. Oh, I love golf, mate. If someone said to me, you have to pick one sport to watch for the rest of your life, or watch and play, I'm going golf.
So if you could be any sportsman in the world, you'd be a golfer.
Mm-hmm.
Sick man.
Mm-hmm. 100%. They just play in the sun all year. And have you seen their tans?
Yeah.
When they take them out, you look like an absolute knobhead, mate. You look like a broken egg. Yeah? When you took the egg off, you took the after shell off, that's what you look like. But yeah, golf all day long, mate.
Was it melanin? What's the makes you go a nice colour? You go in the sun.
Go lovely colour, mate, with a beard and all. Mm. Yeah, mate, beautiful, mate, beautiful.
Beautiful.
But yeah, I would definitely be. What would you be?
It's football.
Would you?
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't have you down as a footballer. I reckon if someone said you could be any sportsman, I would say you're definitely going to be an American footballer.
Yeah, I was just going to say NFL, probably.
Yeah, 100%.
I'd love to. As you know, I love America. I love living there.
Mm.
just yeah, everything about it, the day out. I mean,
food.
Food. I'll be the fattest linebacker in the world. 400 pound, but can move though. All can move.
I never get into. I can't get into it though. Do you know how many times I've tried to get into it?
Yeah.
I just can't.
It's a good game. To be fair though, I know we got it on Sky Sports, and there's a channel dedicated to it now. But yeah. If you over in the States, every single sports channel, ESPN, everything, it's all American football.
Do you understand it? Like, yeah. All the rules?
Yeah. Yeah, a good amount to be able to
so who's get your on team? With it.
It's the Patriots. But we were shit. I say we. Fucking hell.
So you were Patriots because of Tom Brady, and now Tom Brady's left, you're going to be Buccaneers?
No, because I lived in New England.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Ooh, sorry.
Swan about in.
So you're not just a glory
green.
Hunter?
Huh?
So you're not just a glory hunter?
I'd like to think, no. Because I started supporting them when they lost the Super Bowl to the Giants.
Ah.
So stick that in your pipe. Oh, but okay. I'm well happy for Brady to Seven. To win yesterday. Oh, mate.
More than any other franchise, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Shit happens.
That's mental.
Goat.
I was gutted yesterday because I wanted Spieth to win the golf and he didn't.
No. I don't think no one cares. But they don't care enough, people, do they?
And they should, mate, because golf's a fantastic sport, mate. They should care.
Do you want me to do a 2 from 4?
Yeah, mate.
It's very bog standard, nothing
but
great.
I bet you haven't thought about it, have you?
I have.
No, you haven't, mate. You're a bullshitter. I specifically said to you when we started this podcast, yeah. Aaron, we're going to go with 2 from 4 every week.
Every week.
It's going to be our thing,
yeah.
And you've let us down.
No. Fuck you, have I? Fuck. No chance.
Go on in.
So, my 2 from 4 this week.
The first one and the second one, that's who I'm picking.
And I've took out, so it's obviously football related.
Yep.
I've took out an obvious Arsenal player here, and you're going to obviously pick who it is.
Okay.
But the other four, you got to pick two to go into a 4-4-2 formation.
Don't pretend like you thought about it and you're giving formation.
No, I promise you. This is what I said earlier.
Okay.
You know, I said I forgot, but
you've remembered
that.
Yeah. Okay, go on.
So, out of the four,
yep.
Who's your two?
Yep.
Steven Gerrard.
Yep.
Paul Scholes.
Yep.
Frank Lampard.
Yep.
Roy Keane. Just take a minute and calm the fuck down. You need to go and win the league.
Right, well, you got to have Vieira because you can't have them three and you can't have two.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, but that's what I said.
Oh, sorry.
I've took the Arsenal
took
player
Arsenal,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
so
it would be like Vieira and then
right,
who else?
It's got to be Keane.
Why has it got to be Keane?
I meant to say Keane, but I was thinking of Vieira because that was a man you said. It has to be Keane because you're going to need, if you're playing 4-4-2, you're going to need someone sitting. You're going to need someone holding.
But do you remember Keane's early years? He was quite a box-to-box midfielder.
Yeah, but I'm going with the solid, hard Roy Keane that's going to sit, that's going to clump a Man City player. I'm going with him.
Is he your captain?
I don't know, mate. Can you tell me the other 9 players?
None of them are Arsenal.
Yeah, probably. I'm going to go Roy Keane.
So you've picked Keane, and you've told us why, because he's a midfield enforcer, bit of grit.
Yeah.
Will not. If he had Bellerin as right back, He wouldn't be putting up with any of that shit,
he ain't
basically.
Going for it.
So, Steven Gerrard, Frank Lampard,
yeah,
Paul Scholes. Gerrard carried Liverpool quite a lot, but then he slipped over in certain situations.
Carried them to nothing. It's kind of pointless, mate, really.
What would... Champions League.
Yeah, but you didn't win the league, mate, so it's kind of pointless. It's like carrying your shopping all the way home and getting outside and the bag rips. It's pointless. I am going
to... Lampard.
I'm going to go with...
Paul Scholes.
Yeah.
Scholes?
Mm.
Why?
I'm going to go with Paul Scholes.
Don't say because he done well with Keane.
No, yeah, it's because he can do everything, mate, and his technique is unrivaled, mate. Technique is unbelievable. Scores, assists...
But what did he win, though?
Everything.
Of course he did.
Everything. Cool. Paul Scholes. And how dare England ever shift Paul Scholes out to the left and not in the middle where he should be? No, Paul Scholes was unbelievable, mate.
So they farmed out Scholesy to the left to at the time, I think, bring in Lampard, I think, possibly.
Mm. No, definitely Paul Scholes and Keane.
So for England,
yeah.
If you was to remove Lampard or Gerrard, who would you remove?
What, for it?
to put Skulls back in the middle.
Oh, okay. Gerrard.
You'd remove Gerrard?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a shout.
Mm. Lampard, for me. Lampard over Gerrard.
Because the amount of goals?
Yeah, mate.
Is it just goals over sort of leadership?
It's just goals. It is just goals, mate, because that geezer's record is unbelievable from the middle. And people
over 200 goals, isn't it?
Yeah, mate. People Chelsea. Look at Lampard and go, oh, yeah, but he scores. But people forget how hard work he actually put in. Like, he used to put in a shift week in, week out. He could tackle, he could do everything. Yeah.
That's the thing they go on about, like Cristiano Ronaldo, when they go about like his graft to be the best.
Yeah.
But then you got to say the same thing about Lampard and what he grafted to get to where he
absolutely, mate. I'm going, Keane and Scholes, and then dropping Gerrard and getting Scholes next to Lampard for England. I'm glad you brought up Ronaldo, actually, because he did something ridiculous again on the weekend. Like the amount,
didn't see it.
The amount of, no, not something, not like on the pitch, but like the amount of goals he scored since the age of 30 is like ridiculous. I can't remember the exact number, but I just remember reading it. Yeah. So who are you going with, Messi or Ronaldo?
Lionel Messi.
Thank you.
I'm a Messi
that
man.
That was easy.
Yeah.
I don't even think he comes close, mate.
See, I mean, people were going about, oh, yeah, but he's led Portugal to the Euros. What's Messi done for Argentina? Relax yourselves.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying it's not Ronaldo because he used to play for Man United.
Yeah.
Just watch Lionel Messi. He is... What annoys me, sorry, I'm changing my mind here. Not changing my mind, just changing the trail of thought. When you look at Ronaldo and the way he used to, not all the time, but get pissed off with other players that scored a goal, didn't make the easy pass, didn't give it to him, it's all about him.
Mm.
Messi, I've never seen him berate another player.
Yeah.
Have a moan at another player because it's all about him. Yeah, it's Lionel Messi. And also, he's left-footed.
Yeah, you like a left foot, don't you? Love that. But for Messi, yeah, you know me. I love a man who can drop a shoulder and leave someone without touching the ball. Oh,
like the Croydon De Bruyne. Mate,
Croydon De Bruyne. And he can. I remember watching a video of him before where he scores a goal and he drops his shoulder and he leaves three of them. But he ain't even touched the ball, mate. Yeah. Like, he's just gone. And I always think, I mean, I know we probably won't in our lifetime, but Ronaldo is where he is, through nothing but hard work, determination, like, and you can only respect him for that, and he deserves to be where he is.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can possibly see another Cristiano Ronaldo, yeah?
Yeah.
Someone could
Everyone was talking about Gareth Bale when he moved to Real Madrid.
I thought, okay, look, this geezer could sort of not do the same, because I don't think you'll ever see them numbers from them two again.
Yeah.
But, like, you could certainly emulate him, like, the way he plays, everything. Mm. And I still think you will see another Ronaldo who's just pure power and hard work and everything. Whereas Messi is just natural.
Do you know what I liked about the Messi
talent.
Thing is that like the people that like prefer Ronaldo over Messi.
The clock out, mate. I got to get to work, mate. Can't be running late because we're talking football.
A couple of minutes.
All right, cool, lovely.
Is that all right?
Superb.
Yeah,
mate.
Sweet. Deep
you look
joy.
Like me in that photo.
Don't. it's people that prefer Cristiano Ronaldo over Messi are Man United fans.
Yep.
And people that like Herbalife.
Oh my god.
But it is though. It's all about physique. Oh, he's chiseled. He's this. He's that. Look how supreme he is. Mm. Lionel Messi is the greatest of all time. And then because people know that, people will then throw in Zinedine Zidane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they don't want to admit it.
Yeah.
Because they know Ronaldo's not as good as Messi.
Of course. And it's even Messi's assist numbers are stupid. He's probably not only the greatest finisher, dribbler ever, he's the greatest passer.
You know when
Jesus, unbelievable.
You know when Xavi retired, Iniesta, off he popped.
Yeah.
And then people were saying, oh yeah, Messi, like he's only good because of what he's got wrapped around him.
Yeah.
Still went on to win
still
stuff.
Still went on it.
Still scored. Still 30 scored. Odd goals a season.
Now, I know you said we've got a couple minutes, but you are taking me to work, aren't you? So I ain't going to be late.
I'll take you.
Right, lovely. I've got one more question and then we are going to end it.
Cool.
Because I see this in the paper today in The Athletic. Do you read The Athletic?
The what?
The Athletic.
Clearly I don't.
Cool, sweet, no worries. They did a thing today about who's the greatest ever sportsman in all sports.
Yeah.
Who is it? Like, they had Tiger, Brady, Michael Jordan.
Federer.
Oh, you're going Federer?
No, I'm giving you sort of...
Okay. Well, who would you go with? We'll chuck any footballer in there you want as well. Who would you go with? Who is the greatest sportsman of all time?
I can't pick. It'd be the two of obvious of what we just spoke about. Brady.
Yeah.
And Federer. Because Brady.
Yeah.
No one gave the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a hope in hell.
Yeah, and he done
of
it.
Of getting to the playoffs, let alone the fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he's won it. People going about, oh, it's him and Bill Belichick at the Patriots. Like, you break that up, it ain't going to be the same. Look what he's gone and done.
Mm.
You can't question that. And then Federer, for what he's done in tennis, I know people going about Nadal. Federer's, like, his best game is on grass. Wimbledon, yeah. Why he's won so many. Djokovic. Yeah, Federer, for me, it's very hard, isn't it?
Oh, mine's easy.
Yours is golf.
Yeah.
Probably Seve Ballesteros.
No, mate, it's Tiger.
Tiger Woods.
It's ridiculous what that geezer's done.
Yeah, but that's how old it is.
Mate, it's not. Tiger Woods, the thing is with golf...
Can't back one of the Masters.
Listen, the thing is with golf as well, is they play, right, the amount of tournaments they win, the amount of golf he plays. Mm. Like, it's not just like turn up one day and like you're the best that you've won. No, mate, you got to go 4 bloody days in a row every day. There's win.
He was swinging clubs when he was 3 years old, wasn't he?
Oh, mate, the geezer's unbelievable.
Have you seen when his dad talks about him?
Yeah. Everything. Oh, mate, I'd love to meet him. I would be He'd probably be the only person I'd be starstruck with. And then you think it's all over, the back surgeries. And then he can't play against all the boys now because they hit the ball miles. And then
Rory McIlroy giving it large.
And then he just comes back and he wins on the hardest golf course of all places to win.
Yep.
And he beats every single one of them. And you'll never seen a reaction like that in sport like.
Everyone was happy for him, weren't they? Everyone. Even the players that lost.
And then when he won the first one, I think it was Zoho Championships in Japan as well, like, mate, they followed him.
Mm.
Like, they followed him up the 18th hole. But he's people following one man.
But for the golf,
yeah,
he's a brand. For the tennis, Federer, he's a brand.
Oh, I get that. For this podcast, I'm a brand.
Brand. Bo is a brand. Crazy Ginger Cabby is a prick. So is that it?
That is it, mate. That is a wrap up. That's cool. 55 minutes. Sweet. Lovely jubbly. We will be back next week. Two Beards. Have a good evening. Let's go work.
Hang on. Two Beards podcast. Bow the Beard. All the underscores. Crazy Ginger Cabby. All the underscores.
Share it.
Everything on podcast. Share it, like it, comment, subscribe. It's going on my YouTube as well. Is it going on my YouTube or fucking 4 days later?
No. Sorry. It's going on his YouTube. It will be on his YouTube. The footage will be on his YouTube. It will be on Spotify. It will be Apple.
Yeah,
make sure you're sharing it. You're liking it. You're telling all your pals. You're telling your pals' pals. You're telling your bird. You're telling the bird that you're cheating on your bird with.
Yep.
Telling everyone. Up the Johns. I'm going to work. Up the workers. In you get. Bosh.